Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tribute Quartet singing There's a City, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Make It Count, from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 8 through 14.
One day the sun set, caught my eye as brilliant streams of golden light that spark across the evening sky. It made me think of heaven, sweet home of the forgiven, that holy city built by God on high.
There's a
beautiful holy city on the sky, beyond the clouds. Beyond the clouds.
given me my home for eternity. There's a stadium beyond the clouds. What a promise given me my home for eternity.
This is God's Son. He's fully God and fully man. But he said, Father, your will be done. God's will was he had to go to a cross. But look at the results of what he did. Look at the millions and thousands of people who have been saved because of what Jesus has done. Think about the impact. You say, well, I'm not Jesus. You represent him. And he lives within you. And greater is he that is within you than he that is within this world. God can use you, but he can only use you when you're willing to surrender your life to his usability. He will empower you. He will enable you. He will do things that is beyond your imagination today. So you have to step up to make his life count. You and I need to step up and say, Lord, I want my life to count for you. And when God needed him, he was willing to do whatever God told him to do. He refused to spend his life complaining. And folks, I hear it all the time. People complain about everything. I mean, every one of us in this room, let's be honest with you, and I'll be at the front of the line. I've complained about this snow and this ice and all this mess. I'm telling you what, it creates certainly a path of inconvenience, doesn't it? But God knows what he's doing. We just trust him. He refused to spend his life complaining about circumstances and situations. He was willing to do whatever it took to make a difference, to rise up and to be a greater person for God than what anybody else ever imagined that he could be. He had the boldness to take a stand for righteousness. And that's what we, the church, need to do. We need to take a bold stand for the righteousness of our God. Elijah didn't seek political correctness. He sought godly, biblical correctness. And you know, when we seek the Lord, the Bible says he can and he shall be found. Amen. Jezebel, she initiated an environmental type of worship that was taken in immorality. I mean, even under Jezebel and Ahab, they would sacrifice children in the sense of self-indulgence. You can read the scriptures. Go back and read back in the previous verses and you'll see the situation that they had created for the people. God was out and environmental worship was in. Have you noticed that we're kind of in that same mentality in our society that we're living in today? I mean, people going out hugging trees and kissing bark, and we're more concerned about saving a hoot owl than saving a soul. More concerned about environment. You know, I think we should be and take care of what God's provided for us. But let me tell you what, I'm not going to go jump off a cliff about it. Amen. The murder of unborn was in, and that's what was happening. They sacrificed children for self-indulgence. And God was out, and therefore they just chose whatever they wanted to do in their fleshly manner. Israel was caught under this spell of Jezebel, and Elijah, who was actually a Tishbite, he came on the scene, and Elijah's city was outside of Israel. See, God can use you. I don't care where you are. God just doesn't use Americans. God uses all people. Amen. So God was willing to go to whatever length was necessary to use whomever was necessary to accomplish the will that needed to be done. So he had to call Elijah the Tishbite out, who was not of Israel, to come in and to do the work that would change the hearts of God's people. Amen. Picture the scene. One day, Elijah did make an appointment to see Jezebel, and he just comes breezing in to see Ahab. And he says, that's not going to be in the rain for 3 years. And then he just sashays right on out of the throne room and went on down the hall and went out the gate and left the place. And I'm sure Ahab looked at Jezebel and said, who is that dude? What did he just say? There's not going to be any rain. Are you kidding? I mean, now, wait a minute. Rain is vital for crops and for economy. So it would drastically affect the people and the nation. So when Israel was in a moment that needed God to arise, God, he didn't call the Vatican, by the way. He didn't get in touch with the Pope. He didn't dial the number down in Houston, Texas to Joel Osteen. He didn't call on the World Council of Churches. He called on a man who was willing to make a difference. And he surrendered his life today. God called the one who was willing to be bold enough and to take a stand and to say, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Amen. And that's what we need today. We need people that will rise up and be the people of God. Rise up and live by the power of God's Word. Rise up today and to declare the greatness of our God. Amen. You know, when we are the body of Christ, when we will let God use us for His purpose, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. All of heaven will move. And God will work mightily. He will empower you by this indwelling Holy Spirit that lives and dwells within us today. Let us not forget that America is a country that was created and established today for God's purpose. And nation, God breathed on America. If you look back, the founding foundations of America has God's DNA on it. It has His hand, His touch. It has what He and only He could do. His grace is what was birthing this country into existence. Because God would use this nation. And let me tell you today, God still wants to use America. God still wants to use us. His sovereign power is what we draw our liberty from today. And we need to realize our liberty didn't come today from any other element except God Himself. God has made this possible. His truth is where our Constitution, you read it. You go home and pull it up on the internet today or read it, and you'll find that the foundation, the basis of what our Constitution was written upon was on the foundation of God's Word. Amen. God wants your life to count for His glory. And today He will be counted if we will surrender to His will. It's time that we be like Elijah and Elisha today, and we stand up for God. We stand up for what's right. We stand up against the forces of evil against this day. Don't be intimidated today by people or powers. If God is for you, who can be against you? And God will make a way today. The only way you can make your life count is when you stand in God's righteousness. Righteousness is living right for God. So therefore today, we ought to be the bright light in a morally degenerate world. And one today that is basically living in darkness, hallelujah, the light can still shine. And the light lives within us. It's time that we proclaim, as Paul did, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation. That's our only hope, friend. Amen. There's one God. Jehovah God is His name. He's still seated on the throne. Nothing today has changed Him because He's sovereign. And He's coming again. And it was this God who sent His Son, this Savior, this Son, would become our sin substitute at Calvary. He would pay our debt in full. He is the Redeemer that, thank God, paid the debt of sin in full, completely, 100%. Besides your name written in heaven today in salvation, thank God, has been paid in full by the Lamb of God. Amen. He's risen, He's exalted, He's seated. And hallelujah, He's at the right hand of God the Father. And we have a promise today that this same Jesus, you know, has declared, every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess, for one day He is going to appear, and one day we're going to be gone, and one day we're going to be walking not on the streets of Lynchburg, Virginia, we're going to be walking on the streets of heaven. Hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.